This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
We have some amazing listeners. Just people that, you know, I'm always just so blown away by how cool our listeners are. And you meet people out on the street and they're nice. And then, you
no
know,
doubt.
You hear from people and they just say the nicest things, and I feel for this person.
I always love the weird things they say to you in person that feel like they must have held on to that for years.
Right. There'll be some weird moment from the show that really resonated right. with them and made them a fan. Like, you know, and it's never the same thing. It's always just sometimes you remember it, sometimes you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm so glad you listened.
I was with my buddy Brian, and we're in the Whole Foods, and some guy goes, Vinfro! And he looks at me and he goes, who the hell's that?
That's me. I'm Vinfro.
Wait, who are you with again?
My friend Brian. Oh. He's just a guy in my neighborhood. He's like, who calls you Vinfro? Well, that's a weird. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
The girls call me that.
Yeah. Go on. You were about to say.
So this person wrote, and they moved away a while ago, and they're not having a good time. So. This is, she wrote to Yuzette, hey, beautiful, happy Thursday. Friday's almost here. I agree. Robin, Friday is almost here. Regarding Michael Franti's visit a couple days ago, he's such an amazing human being. He inspired me so much. I've been feeling quite low lately and wondering what life is about, and I've been crying a lot. I recently moved to Cowhampshire. She says New Hampshire, but we all know the real name. From Seattle to start my life over again.
Seattle, right. The last couple times I went to Seattle to see my brother and his family, I hung out with Robin.
Oh, so you know Robin personally.
Yeah, just because she wrote me saying, let's meet up. So I was like, okay, well,
you know what's
a couple
funny?
Beers.
We have a ton of listeners in Seattle.
We do. Actually, I've met
Weirdly.
A couple people up there for drinks.
So hello, Seattle, this morning. And also, of course, here in the Bay Area, hello to you.
Right.
You know,
all the places.
Enough,
all
yeah. Right. So much. The syndication money out the window.
Right.
Take us wherever you go. We're available. Radio.com. So this person moved to New Hampshire from Seattle to start her life over again at age 54.
Wow. I didn't know she moved.
I am alone, and I started a new job that I hate, so I'm kind of down at the moment. Anyway, I don't really have the words to describe how much I appreciated hearing Michael Franti on the show and The Secret Show. Knowing that he's struggled with depression really shocked me. His music and persona is so amazingly positive and upbeat. He inspired me to keep my head up and that this gray period in my life will pass. I'll soon be my cheery self again and sing I'm Alive again with great enthusiasm. That is the best song in video. It always cheers me up. After hearing he was going on tour, I decided to see where he was playing. He had told us he was leaving. I think we had him on Tuesday. He was flying
he
to New York.
Left last night.
I thought he'd left that night for New York. Whatever, he's gone. He's on the East Coast. He inspired me, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so seeing where he's playing. Guess what? He's playing Sunday in Rutland, Vermont, and that's only an hour from me.
Nice.
I bought my ticket, and I'll be there to feel the love and get
Good
inspired
for you,
again.
Robin.
If you can, she wants you to forward this to him. I just wanted to say thank you. I really appreciate his being on Earth, and congrats to him and to Sarah on the birth of Taj from Robin. I'll set this aside in case you want to do anything with that. So just, you know, take a minute to say thanks to a listener, and I hope you feel better. There's nothing harder than change, and there's nothing better than change. You know, you're going through a tough period, and you're right. You'll get through it. Lady Gaga is going to be on Stephen Colbert tonight promoting A Star Is Born. I don't know if she's performing, but she's going to be on there. So if you're all excited about A Star Is Born, that's where you can see her tonight.
The movie review is 9:15 today.
Yes. This is all just a precursor, just a warm-up.
The A-team is coming up at just after 9 o'clock.
Got your regular B-team here, and of course we peak for the week at 9:15.
Triple movie review today, everybody.
That means three of you are doing it, not only two movies.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, wait, what?
Devil's three-way.
It's a drinking game. Cristiano Ronaldo, who I know best from that horrible bust that was made of him, Isn't he the guy who had the terrible?
Yeah,
he's a good looking, you know, soccer player.
He's supposed
world
to be the best
famous.
Soccer player out there.
Well, he's going to be sitting out a few games.
Why?
In 2009, a woman alleged that he raped her, and she describes it quite graphically. And at the time, she said that the police investigation was thwarted by not just him, but members of the team, and that he had fixers, and that they, and she said, I don't know why the police stopped investigating, but they didn't fully investigate, blah, blah, blah. And she walked away with $375,000.
So she took a payout.
She did, and she felt pressured to do so, she says. So it looks like Cristiano Ronaldo has been left off the squad. It looks like that's going to be through November while this all gets sorted out.
By sorted out, you mean he's going to go on trial?
No. So she's been interviewed. This woman, I guess that she filed a suit.
In what country?
In Portugal.
Vegas.
Oh, this is in Vegas?
So
well,
America.
I'm reading The Sun.
Merca. Okay, tell me, you know what, this is six pages that I've sort of underlined things here and there. I'm not sure exactly why this is restarting now.
Her name is Catherine Mayorga, and it was at a Vegas nightclub, and she alleges assault.
She says a Las Vegas penthouse 9 years ago. She's in active therapy dealing with it. They're saying here the Las Vegas Police Department has reopened its investigation into the case. I don't see why. Oh, maybe they have. She says here she filed a lawsuit against Ronaldo on September 27th. In it, she describes the assault, which she says, all kinds of bad stuff happened. She says then Ronaldo's team obstructed and influenced the police investigation, threatened her with public ridicule in an attempt to push her into a quick settlement. She now suffers from debilitating emotional distress. She signed a $375,000 settlement that required her that she never speak of any interactions she might have had with Ronaldo. Her current lawyers, who were not involved in that settlement, now say that the agreement should be voided. And in light of all this, he's off the squad for a month or so, at least. They're saying, oh, he's going to be back. Don't worry. We're trying to, I don't know, keep this quiet. I don't know what they're doing. But that's what's happening in Cristiano Ronaldo's life. And I don't know if she's just emboldened by everything else that's happened recently, the whole hashtag Me Too, or if she's done dealing with it, but she's, I mean, sounds pretty credible.
That's the lady.
Oh, she's lovely. Beautiful girl. She actually looks like Alyssa Milano.
That's them together?
That's them apparently the night of.
Yeah.
And then she says he took her upstairs and things didn't go the way she'd hoped. Fan bing bing.
I don't know if here's another story I don't know how to comment on. I mean, what?
She is reportedly free after months of, quote, residential detention. I do not know that anyone has seen her, but yesterday we heard that she now owes about $128 million in back taxes, fees, and additional fines. She broke her silence, or someone broke silence on her blog spot, begging for the forgiveness of the Chinese people, saying that how wrong she'd been. I mean, it really did feel like a gun to your head, you know.
Someone wrote
confession.
It.
She
signed it in blood, maybe.
Right. According to a report from Variety via a Chinese newspaper, she is now back in Beijing after spending time in, quote, residential detention, where she was being held at a holiday resort near some place called Wuxi, or Wuxi, W-U-X-I.
Yikes.
So maybe we'll see her soon? This is getting a lot more
coverage.
At a
holiday resort,
yeah,
they call it.
She's just a holiday
with
resort.
With barbed wire fencing.
Solitary confinement in the hole.
Up in the hills, far, far away.
Yikes.
There's grass around it, but it's a hole.
So you remember when Kim Kardashian, you know, I don't think about this that often, but really bad things happened to Kim Kardashian in a hotel in Paris.
Wasn't the anniversary yesterday?
Or was it?
This week.
It's been about three or four years. Was it 2014, 2015? Anyway, actually, maybe it wasn't even that.
October 3rd, 2016.
So only 2 years ago. So right around this time, 2 years ago. So I think it was her sisters took off for a nightclub, and the security guard who was on duty said, I'm going to go escort them to this nightclub. You're here. You're in your hotel. Apparently, this is an unmarked hotel, too. This is like a super she, very, very private establishment, et cetera.
Right.
So, and she was gagged and bound and thrown into a bathtub. And luckily, that nothing else happened to her. She was obviously, that would terrify you. And about $6 million in jewelry was taken. In fact, that's, I think it's $6.1 million is what the insurance company paid out.
And they caught the guys, or they didn't?
They did catch the guys.
Right.
Although, I'm not sure what happened to the jewelry because the money was paid out from the insurance company to Kim. And now the insurance company is suing the bodyguard, saying, this is your fault.
You were supposed
to
be.
We want your $6.1 million.
Wow.
So he left the hotel room, followed Courtney and Kendall to a nearby club, leaving her without security. The lawsuit claims there were a number of security breaches in the hotel that the bodyguard failed to correct. Among other things, the front gate to the courtyard of the hotel was missing a lock, and the intercom to the door was not functioning, things that he should have flagged. The lawsuit is filed by AIG. It claims the breaches allowed the masked gunmen to enter the hotel and make their way up to Kim's unit, where she was gagged, tied up, put in a bathtub. The lawsuit blasts the concierge for not having any security training, but neither he nor the hotel are being sued. You'll recall he was held at gunpoint, or says he was held at gunpoint, and taken to Kim's unit where he unlocked the door. Kim is not suing. AIG paid her the $6 million. This is a lawsuit specifically between the insurance company and this guy, Pascal. Let me see if I can find his full name.
Duvier.
Here's a picture of him with Kim. He's probably been fired. He's probably fired immediately afterward. Anyway, that's what's going on there.
He looks smart.
Doesn't he?
JK.
Hired for his brains.
I don't know.
Sharknado's Ian Ziering is in the news today.
What'd he do?
Well, he's got kids now. And his children, or one child in particular, is a second grader. And he's having trouble at the kids' school. Ian led a protest yesterday at his daughter's elementary school because of a second grader who supposedly has a history of violent and threatening behavior. So there's noise.
Wow, that was a lot of noise.
I'll break that down a little bit. So he's outside the elementary school with a ton of other parents. So there's a horrible second grader at this school, and it doesn't seem like the parents or the school is doing anything about it. Some of the stuff that's alleged, and he referenced it a couple times, 10 kids this year alone have been beaten up to a point where they're bleeding by this child this year alone. I believe we're 1 month into the school year. The classroom has been evacuated twice because of whatever this second grader's up to. Last year, this child tried to suffocate another child with a beanbag, and this year he's threatened other children with scissors. Of course, they're the blunt edge children's scissors, so not as scary as your home scissors. The parents are all saying the school's doing nothing about it. This kid continues to be at school, continues to be a problem. I'm sure teachers these days, they can't even touch kids, you know?
Yeah.
Can't even hug them, let alone pull them off another child.
I don't understand how, at the very least, a principal doesn't pull that child from the class, send him home to his parents, and call that a suspension for the rest of the week or whatever.
Yeah, this is a kid that needs to be expelled from the school. This kid needs to be in a special school.
Yeah, and needs counseling. Something, maybe he's challenged in some way and needs help.
My guess is that it's possible the parents are really difficult to deal with, too.
And I wonder if the parents are celebrities.
Oh, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know if this is a public school, a private school. I don't know anything about this particular school, but it does seem like there should be something that can be, when someone has beaten up and bloodied 10 kids, let alone trying to murder a kid last year in first grade. Yeah. I mean, he's a first grade murderer, attempted murderer. It seems like Ian has a point.
Well, he's right that you just switching schools, as easy as that might seem, is leaving a big problem behind.
Right, and not everyone there can do that. Hold on. You cannot suspend in California between kindergarten and third grade. It's the law, says my friend Erin, who is a vice principal.
Oh.
Oh,
Tommy Igo's girl, right?
Tommy's girlfriend. Fiance.
Well, what does she recommend we do?
What should we do?
We do. Yeah. Not we.
Let's
but...
see if it shows up on my wrist.
Yeah, what do you do in that situation?
Yeah. Yeah, tell her to call us. Can she call us?
The vice? Yeah. Can you call us, Erin? 800-400-3697. I'd give you the hotline number, but then everyone would have it.
800-400-3697.
Yeah, I don't know. It does seem, though, that there should be something that a school can do to prevent children from being murdered.
And times have changed so much, so there's no... You just have no idea. I know that my teachers used to handle me.
Yeah.
And I never did anything like that, but...
The vice principal's like the disciplinarian, right?
The principal is Mr. Bradley, I believe his name was the guy who used to deal with me. And my mom ended up working at the school. But teachers used to huck stuff at me across the room.
That wouldn't fly
like
these days.
Like erasers or something?
Yeah, erasers. Uh-huh. The big chalk-filled eraser would smash me in the head and just dust would fly. Mm. But that was usually, I was just talking, though. I was usually just goofing around.
Is that Erin on line two?
He's going through the lines right now.
I don't know what you do if a kid is violent.
Right.
That never happened.
I don't know if you can put him in a cage. Let's see. She's saying sounds like a mental health issue. I don't know if she's going to call back. We're in delay, too.
Yeah. Oh.
It's all right.
That's too bad.
Yeah,
is there another teacher on the line who? He's got a few people.
They're all pretty good calls. Line four sounds pretty good if you want to take that.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, Nicole.
What do you know? First, tell us what your involvement is with schools so we know who we're talking to.
I'm a teacher.
Okay. So what could you do about this kid who's murdering other children?
Well, right. But the only thing, not to back up the school, but I do know that there's some law. If this kid is special ed and he has an IEP or some paperwork, and if his actions fall under any of that category, the school's hands are tied, unfortunately, because it falls under his...
So the other parents are going to have to take this kid out. This sounds like a totally impossible situation. This kid's beating up other kids and tried to murder a kid last year. Like, this is...
Yep.
All right, thank you. Thanks so much for the call. Unfortunately, Erin's now asking me for the phone number, and we're so late. So it's fine.
And Erin, a lot of people are texting in the fact that it's public school. You really can't do anything.
Right. All right. That's it for this edition of the Celebrity Trash. Perhaps this will come up again in some other.
Can't do anything?
It seems ridiculous that you can't do anything.
I mean, other than
seems like we should be able
to
vote that kid off the island. He'll be the only kid at the school. We're all leaving. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
If you're thinking about having a kid, I'll tell you what it's going to cost you.
Murdering other children.
Well, right. But the only thing, not to back up the school, but I do know that there's some law. If this kid is special ed and he has an IEP or some paperwork, and if his actions fall under any of that category, the school's hands are tied, unfortunately, because it falls under his...
So the other parents are going to have to take this kid out. This sounds like a totally impossible situation. This kid's beating up other kids and tried to murder a kid last year. Like, this is...
Yep.
All right, thank you. Thanks so much for the call. Unfortunately, Erin's now asking me for the phone number, and we're so late. So it's fine.
And Erin, a lot of people are texting in the fact that it's public school. You really can't do anything.
Right. All right. That's it for this edition of the Celebrity Trash. Perhaps this will come up again in some other.
Anything?
It seems ridiculous that you can't do anything.
I mean, other than
seems like we should be able to vote that kid off the island. He'll be the only kid at the school. We're all leaving. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
If you're thinking about having a kid, I'll tell you what it's going to cost you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Michael Franti's film, Stay Human, at the 41st Annual Mill Valley Film Festival. The film's going to be screened Monday, October 8th at the Cine Arts Sequoia Theater. And then you get to walk down the street to Michael Franti's performance at the Sweetwater Music Hall right after the show that night.
That's
he said he's
convenient.
Gonna do, yeah, it's great. Little Q&A, a little performance. And it's a benefit for the California Film Institute and the Do It for the Love Foundation. Right now, call number 9, 800-400-3697 gets the whole deal.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
That's always fun. Yelling Berkeley.
I sort of
like
missed
that.
It. Dublin. What? Dublin! Dublin! Maybe they now it's not a new location anymore. They should just switch it around, you know. It'd be funny. Dublin!
Follow the script, Sarah.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I mean, our boy's now in Berkeley.
Oh,
I like
yeah, that's
Berkeley.
True. Okay, it's, Berkeley it is.
He lives there, right?
He does.
It's wonderful.
Burlingame!
What?
What about Burlingame?
It's in Burlingame.
It's in Burlingame, too.
Yeah.
No, we're
San Jose!
No, we're not going to. We're going to yell.
Let me just yell them all. Burlingame! Whoa. It's not in the Marina. We're naming places where it's at.
San Jose and Burlingame makes sense. And Burlingame, you know, that's my hood. San Jose is Ben's hood. We should represent all of them.
Here's what's happening.
Do you really want make goods, people?
I'm pretty sure they're getting extra mentions here.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
The
Yankees beat the A's last night in the wild card game. So they move on and the A's start vacation.
Have a good one.
Score was 7-2. We left a lot of guys on base. I was watching the game. So, you know, it is what it is.
It is exactly that.
Yankees move on. A's go home. Mm. While I'm on that, Thursday Night Football tonight has the Indianapolis Colts playing the New England Patriots at 5:20. And Edelman's back. That's one of your good guys.
Go Pats.
One of your good players. Mm. So I'm sure John and John can tell you all about it.
I can't wait to
when
hear
when you sit down for the game at home tonight.
You gotta let your loved ones talk about the things that matter to them once in a while, you know. Sometimes he has to listen to me talk about my stuff, and sometimes I ask a question knowing that he just wants to talk about that. And I listen without glazing over as much as possible.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has received the FBI's new report on sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This is extremely weird. The FBI's report is expected to be held in a secure room, and each person will be allowed to make an appointment with the document, sit down and read it, and then exit. But it won't be made public.
Right.
They say that.
One copy, and I think they get an hour at a time or something.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
It's very backed up. Say,
you know, I'm thinking
the
about
the senators
this.
Who are hoping to read this, they're swamped. So it's going to be interesting. They hope to vote tomorrow or Saturday on the confirmation.
It makes me wonder if the FBI, first of all, this came much earlier than it needed to. Like, they were done with this yesterday, and they had, I think, until Friday. They didn't interview many people, and I'm wondering if they found something that they're like, that's enough right there. Like, and the fact that it's not public and that people are having to make an appointment with it and probably have to leave their picture-taken cell phone out in the hallway, it just makes me think, okay. And listen, we're getting a conservative judge. That's what's going to happen. That's who's sitting on the throne right now. We call it a throne now. And that's what's going to happen. It's to me, it's like, why does it have to be this guy? He blew his job interview and brought partisan politics into it while he was testifying last week. Like, that is the one thing he's never supposed to do. He's supposed to be a nonpartisan dude who can consider things with an open and fair mind, not aligned to one side or the other. Like, I'm sorry, this guy blew. There's a list of 40 people that he can throw a dart at. And we'll go to the next guy. This guy blew it. So hopefully there's something in there that... it would be such a slap in the face to every woman on earth.
And
to men, too. Like, or is this really what we're going to tell our high school boys? That behavior like this is okay and you can go on to sit on the highest court in the land? And that girls should forgive the things that happened to them by, you know, frat boys in high school or college? Yuck! No! He's out! But he probably will get confirmed because I so passionately don't want him to be. Okay, I'm done talking about it. Sorry, Vinny. Back to you.
Merrill Lynch just put out their annual report on the cost of raising a child in America.
Oh.
So if you're thinking about having one of those.
Brace yourself.
Here's what it's going to cost you. $230,000 from birth through age 18.
So that's before you help them pay for college.
That's not including college.
That is just getting them to graduation day at high school.
One of the main reasons it's so high is because parents today feel pressure to buy their kids the stuff that other kids have.
Mm.
So whether that's LOL surprises.
Those are pricey.
Or an iPad.
Mm. Or a new phone every year.
Or a Tangled doll or whatever thing that comes up.
Well, and I'm sure just feeding and clothing and paying for sports teams and, you know, whatever else, their new bike.
I actually think the feeding and clothing stuff sort of comes with the you're already eating as a family.
They
as
don't
it
eat
is,
much. They're
and they
small.
Don't. They do tend to ignore their plate anyway.
Right.
I do think it's this other stuff that you're trying to add to the mix. And birthdays.
Sure. People do splash out on the birthday.
Well, there needs to be a party. I mean, I don't really care about birthdays. And I don't remember having big to-dos when I was a kid. And maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why you don't care about
them. As it keeps coming up, and we've got one right around the corner, I'm like...
Oh, this is a big one, too, her five-year birthday.
What do you
want to
do?
Yeah, what are the plans?
Well, I was sort of like, okay, look, we've already had one cold run through this house, and so far, so good.
So you're going to vet the kids at the front door?
Well, that's, you can't, so I'm thinking, okay.
Too bad there's not a test strip people can lick to see if they're infected or something.
Maybe we need to do this elsewhere.
At a park or something?
And so now it's, well, okay, I need to maybe put into the city and see if we can get the...
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Nice.
So you're going to do that legally? Why don't we just throw it there? It's a park.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get a jumpy house, they'll actually do electricity for you and stuff if you go through the park system.
We don't want...
Why don't
do
you
we
want that?
Do
of course you do.
So
what is this? So those kids are just going to, what, run around?
And there
beat
it
each
is,
other
everyone.
Up, trying to smother
now
each
you
other?
Know why it caught... I mean, on top of the toys and the things and the...
All the stuff. They need it all, Vin. You want to give your kids everything. Mm-hmm. Until you realize what a terrible, terrible mistake that is. Give them nothing. I say
73.
Just go to the Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, basically what I'm saying is we're not having all the kids over to the house. We've got a newborn, so wherever you want to do it, we got to do it elsewhere.
And you'll be staying at home with the newborn. Is that how that's gonna?
I would.
Mm. Yeah. That's a, see, I'm trying
that's
to
a good
give you ideas.
I will. Yeah, arm me with some breast milk, and I'm good. I'm pretty good at it. You'd be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I did hours yesterday, holding the baby and burping the baby and.
It's your baby.
Baby milk thrown up all over me.
Oh, that's
what
are they,
what do we politely call that? Spit up?
Yeah.
It's yak. That kid yacked on me. All over me.
Well, that's what they do.
Like what I'm wearing's now, I can't leave the house in what I'm wearing.
No.
I have yak on me.
Although sometimes you forget that you have yak on you and then you wind up and you do leave. It's not, you know, it's just white. Just, you know.
But it's stinky. It doesn't smell sour.
Yeah, it's gross.
It doesn't smell as bad as real throw up though, which is why I think they call it spit up.
Sure. Still,
does your baby still yak all the time?
Yeah, she
does
has
she
a
still?
Crazy gag reflex ever since she was a baby. Oh. But now, you know, she's sitting in the chair, so it's okay. And I have this crazy bib that is like a bowl in front of her.
Oh, I've
so
seen
so when
those,
she does yak, it just fills up the bowl. So I can just take off the bib and just wash it.
Gross.
It's so gross. It's so sad, though, because I spent all this time feeding her, and it's all, you know.
Well, that is the thing. The missus is all, oh, my God, that's a lot of milk she just spit out.
Liquid gold.
Yeah, yesterday I was doing the thing that did you see Franti doing and Sara doing that burping method where you just hold the kid's head and sort of rotate them
as they're sitting kind
of
on their
you're
bottom,
sort of moving them
to try
around
to get the bubble
to get the gut to.
Yeah, that's
I was
a
doing
new one.
That
I didn't
in
know.
A full on projectile.
You made her car sick spit. For God's sake.
Well, I thought I was doing something cool.
Yeah.
And then all the
baby's
anyway,
yak, you know,
73% of parents say they weighed the financial aspect before they had a baby, but 90% say they were surprised just how much it cost.
Yeah, diapers are expensive even that first year. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, you know, it adds up.
Most parents, though, on the bright side, say being a parent's worth every penny. What else are they going to say?
Well, that's the problem. After you have the kid, you have to be like, I love it.
Yeah, you got to be positive. Right?
Right.
And then you're like, let's have another.
Are they? Woo! Are you like that?
Here's a related story. Of all the things you sacrifice when you become a parent, the most notable one is this. you may literally never be alone again.
Oh, yeah.
It's your time. The average parent only has a half hour to themselves every day.
And it's usually filled with showering, pooping, things you...
Who gets to shower alone? I don't... That's... My kid is so funny. She walks by and won't look like she's just walking by.
But she's right there.
But she's walking by and has this move where she walks by and doesn't look, and I'm like, okay.
Why did you close the door?
I try to... I mean, lock the door is what you mean.
Close it and lock it.
Right. Well, that's... Why don't I... I don't know what's wrong with me. Why don't I remember after all this time? Mm-hmm. I should know by now I have to lock the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's part of the reason. Dad? 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 That's one of the reasons, because you just go, this kid's going to make me have to get out of the shower and answer the door.
Or just turn the music up.
Yeah, just
maybe.
Don't answer.
Sure, it's probably.
And then she'll get the idea. Locked doors are,
it's my fault.
Can you scream, get out of here?
Give me a minute. Yes, I've done all of the
things. 1 o'clock, for God's sake.
No, that doesn't. It's just a whole thing. Yeah, you need a minute, but you don't get one. But there's cuteness from it, too. She came out the other day wearing her mom's heels and walks into back from the closet, which she walked by, too, walks back into with heels. And I'm like,
that's fun.
My God. Well, I'm going to remember this forever as I'm standing naked in the shower looking at my daughter in heels. Weird moment. And she goes,
and actually, her mom's feet are pretty tiny.
Yeah.
So she must almost fill those shoes.
She's going to fit into those by next year.
So I'm laughing at her in the heels, and then she goes, I can see your pee-pee. I'm like, oh God. Would you get out of here, please?
You need a curtain in there.
Anyway.
Or not. You know, who cares?
The average parent only has a half hour to themselves every day. So kiss that and your money goodbye if you decide you want to have a kid.
It does come back. It's hard. The little kid years are hard, but they're, you know, it's fun to see who they become or who they're becoming. And you do get some time back. But then they hate you, too, so that also hurts a lot.
But then they come back around, right?
Well, the one did, so I'm hoping the other one will.
Oh, so the younger one is still
I'm sure he doesn't hate me. He's got no time for me, and everything I say is irritating. And even when I'm like knock on his door for doing, all right, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, don't talk to me like that. And then I'm like a bitch about it, and then it's just like a never ending circle. The other day I was listening to this book on my way to pick him up at school, and I'm crying. Trying not to cry, but I'm crying because it's this touching part in the book. And he comes out and he gets in the car. He's like, oh. It's like, oh. I'm like, oh, my God. I should cry more. That's the way to do it.
Oh, you got a little tenderness out of him because you were crying.
I was like, that's nothing. I was listening to the book, and it was really sad.
Why didn't you say, because I miss you?
No, I'm not going to put it on him.
Why not? What's wrong with you?
Like, I was like,
guilt that boy.
Little. I don't want to guilt him. I got enough guilt in my life.
How's his band going, by the way?
Good. It's great.
They're jamming still.
They sound great.
Do they jam every day?
No. They have set up practices.
At your house?
They do, and they work it out what night is going to work for everybody.
And you let them jam at your house?
Hell yeah. Do it, kids. I love it. I try to leave them alone. I sit right outside the door and listen.
Where are they jamming? In the house?
Yeah, we have a studio set up in the house. So
the room is padded?
No, it's not. It has... it's not. It's just a room. There's two of the walls are soundproofed because that was our original intention for it. So, but the walls adjoin his room, so it's not...
Oh.
Like, toward the house, it's not as... it's nice, though. It's great.
She's totally a creeper mom, though.
I am. I don't, but they don't know.
She tries not to. I mean,
they don't know.
I don't go in there like, oh, I brought you cookies, boys.
Yeah, she goes outside the window and like peeks and like, oh my God, I love them so much.
You
like,
do?
Sarah, get out of that window.
Listen,
don't let them see
that
you.
Was during a party that we were having at the house, and it was dark out, so they couldn't see me.
Right.
And I'd been drinking, and I was just looking. It wasn't. I'm not a creeper mom.
You're not a creeper mom, but you just admitted you'd been drinking and
spied
through a window.
We were out on the porch. We were right there. We were all right there, and I could see them in there. I'm like, I just went over to look. It's not like and I do hang out outside the thing, and sometimes I tape it, but.
You're a creeper mom.
So what? So sue me.
You're a total
creeper
mom.
Sue me for caring.
Mom. How do they sound, though? Good?
Great. They sound so good.
That's fun.
Yeah. Speech therapy, everybody.
So they're still with the name?
So far, that's the name, yeah. It's just his first band.
I know. Well, it's, I just don't hope worry. They, well,
there's going to be a million.
You know
bands.
How many people are like, this is my first band, and we're now a band?
Yeah, some people.
Do this for a living.
Most people do it for a while and go through different iterations of the band and their life, and then finally they strike gold with the people they're supposed to be with. But I do. The kids in the band are so cute, all three of them.
I've heard that story a lot, though, that the guys who got together as kids are now in a band, and they're
speech therapy.
A band. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, second grade teacher here. No one has any bleeping power anymore. Welcome to American education system. Good luck, Ian.
Yeah, good luck, Ian.
We all have these kids, and we get very little support for them. And then 530 says, I'm an assistant principal, and you can suspend before third grade. Your friend is wrong. If the child is that violent, they can be sent to an alternative school. I worked with kinder through sixth grade.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what she said, but she was saying you can't do anything about it.
It's not that easy, though, to pull students, as 831, who are problematic. There are all kinds of legal protection for the students. Well, you just have to jump through the hoops, right?
Yeah.
You have to write them up and go through the process. And
then, it seems like the 10 kids just this year that have been bloodied and beaten, and then the attempted murder last year and the threatening with scissors, that seems like enough to me. If each part of those was documented, it seems like you could get this kid out.
As an administrator of a former teacher that worked with violent students, I can tell you that kid should have been expelled to a non-public school.
Yeah, she's saying that's not, she just wrote to me again. She's clearly still listening. She said that's not suspension. You can't suspend. You can figure out a way to get the child out, but you can't suspend them.
Okay.
That's what Erin's saying. Well, unless she works for the California Teachers, whatever she does. She's at a public school.
I get it. So we're playing with words. But either way, a kid that is choking out other students
should be dealt with.
That's not.
It's not okay. Use your words.
You want more calls on this?
No.
No.
All right.
All together now. No.
Well, I mean, look, in the name of playing, kids do stuff to each other, but the idea that the kid is, what is it, suffocating a kid with a beanbag?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that kid could have died.
That seems like a lot.
It seems like too much. Seems like things should have been over at that point.
You have to pull that kid aside and say, these are his air holes. Right here around his mouth.
Seems like he knew.
You need to not cover those when you're playing.
Yeah.
And if you don't get that, then
we weren't playing. I was trying to kill him. So I know about the air hole thing. Mommy taught me about that.
Oh, my Lord. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
She lists AB420. Apparently, that's a...
Are you showing me your watch?
I am.
You're getting texts on your watch now.
Erin is texting me, my vice
Sarah.
Principal friend. I know.
Nice.
It's good. So did you ask me what's coming up?
Yeah,
or did
what's
we do?
Coming
okay.
up? It's
we have a new richest man in the world, you guys, after 24 years. Also, I got a little bit on Venom, an Elton John biopic thing.
Oh, fun.
And what Jimmy Kimmel is up to these days. Kind of an interesting story after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.